right, everybody, and welcome to StadiaCast. This is episode number 148. I'm Bill. I'm Lloyd. That's Bill. I don't even know where to point anymore because this is so new. Bill, it's been a couple weeks. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. For those of you that didn't know, I was out sick 1 week, and then the next week, my daughter had a baby, so I'm a grandpa now.
Grandpa
Bill. And so I haven't been here for a while, and I'm happy to be back. It's good to, I haven't talked to Lloyd in a while, it seems. Oh, yes, people are noticing that I'm on the wrong side of the screen.
Yeah, so we've made a small change to StadiaCast, so I'm doing the hosting now, so I'm doing the buttons and clicking the things and moving the mouse and bringing up the windows. Bill's the co-host on this one because Bill is the host on the other shows, like On Deck. So we thought, hey, this would be easier if we separate duties a little bit. So we've separated the duty out. So I'm doing the hosting. Bill's doing the co-hosting for this show. And yeah, so if you're noticing weirdness, if you're noticing Bill's on the wrong side of the screen, well, that's why.
Yeah, and that's probably why my camera doesn't look as good as it usually does, and Lloyd suddenly looks so much nicer, and my microphone doesn't sound as good as it usually does, and Lloyd suddenly sounds so much nicer. It's because he's like, I'm sending all my stuff to him now instead of the other way. And so now we get to see how beautiful Lloyd is, and you know, I could just cover up my camera because nobody needs to see that thing.
See, I like your camera. I like your autofocus. I have my new camera. Again, the new camera is working amazingly well. Thanks again goes out to Hearts of War for the offer and everything. It's looking good, and I still need to adjust all my lighting, but yeah, it looks much better than it did in the past, so I'm super happy about that.
Granite T-Rock says, I never knew the host went on the left. I don't know why, but that's just the way I've always done it.
Yeah, and it's super super easy. Who's David Rodriguez asking, what did I get? A Nikon D7000, so an older camera body, but was able to mod it and do full frame HDMI out. So yeah, it looks a lot better than my webcam does, even though it's not like a full 1080p signal that's coming from the camera, but way better than it was with real glass. So again, Hearts of War, thank you so much for that. But before we get started, we record this show every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern over at nerdnest.tv. You can support the show many different ways. The best way is just to hit those little like thumbs up below this little video that's playing. Just hit that little thumbs up. If you haven't already joined or subscribed, you can. You can also join if you want to become a member of the channel. You can also drop super chats. We love getting back to super chats near the end of the show. When we get into crowd play, we'd love to answer your questions and thoughts and comments that way. You can also use the super thanks button when this video isn't live anymore. It was super applause. It was just applause. Now I think it's super thanks. They change names every 5 minutes here in Google land, so I never know what to call things anymore. But you can do that as well. And I don't know, before we get into the show, just want to thank everybody for coming out and joining us for StadiaCast bright and early on a Sunday morning. So, Bill, you mentioned your new grandpa. What games have you played with him so far?
Mostly Peek-a-boo. You're adorable and let me tickle your feet, but okay. That's pretty much it. He doesn't quite have the hands for a controller yet, but we'll absolutely get there in time. Everybody in my family plays a little bit of video games,
right?
My daughter not nearly as much, but the dad plays video games, so I'm sure that they'll be playing video games together before long. I have been, however, playing Far Cry 6. I started playing it because, not obviously with the baby, I started playing it because I want to do that Stranger Things thing. And I was like,
right.
Let me jump in and try it out. And I jumped in and I was like, I ran off a cliff and died because I couldn't figure out how to open my parachute.
Okay.
And so like, well, it says push B. And so like I push B, but I think I held B or I double tapped B or something. Anyway, I got killed and I decided, well, you know what? I think I need to relearn how to play this game. I haven't played it in so long. So I've just kind of been wandering around, causing shenanigans on the island and relearning how to play the game. And once I have a little more understanding under my belt for that, I will go in and do the Stranger Things thing.
Nice.
Which looks really cool. I've heard interesting things about it, and I love Stranger Things. That is one of my favorite shows of all time. So I definitely want to check that out. And I think I missed out on all the Stranger Things stuff that came to other games. But this one is definitely one that I'm going to check out. And playing the Far Cry 6 again, I just really appreciate it. It's a really good shooter. Like the gunplay is fantastic. So
yeah,
I'm enjoying that. Have you played it? The Stranger Things thing yet?
I haven't checked it out. I really like what they've been doing to Far Cry 6. The free content additions have been good. There was the Danny Trejo mission where you could be Danny and Danny versus Danny or whatever it was called. So you're actually getting out there and you're meeting Machete and doing actual missions with Danny Trejo was pretty cool. Then they did the Rambo content edition, which was a mission where you could find Rambo's biggest fan. And then now they're going all the way over to Stranger Things. The funny thing is these free content updates are way more exciting to me than the actual season pass stuff. Because I thought the season pass was going to be amazing. Visiting all the other enemies from like Far Cry 3 and 4 and whatnot. Turns out that the roguelite sort of stuff that they did just wasn't super enjoyable for me. But the free things have been really fun. It's kind of the weirdest little quirk with this game since it's come out. But yeah, I definitely want to get in and check out that Stranger Things stuff. The trailer for that got me super hyped up. I didn't realize that it was going to be kind of like a whole thing. I thought it was just going to be a couple missions in the normal world. But it does seem like you're being transported somewhere else and doing the Stranger Things stuff. So without getting into any spoilers, it looks like it's going to be awesome. And I can't wait to dig into that at some point.
Yeah, it's a really good game. And I'm always looking for an excuse to go back to a really good game, even though it's a game that I know you played a bunch of it. I scratched the surface and then got distracted, which is kind of my MO.
Yeah. I get that. There's a lot to do in the game, but the game itself is pretty fantastic. Like the gunplay and the moment to moment kind of exploration and taking over of all the different places on the map are really, really good. So awesome. All right. So you've been playing some Far Cry 6 on Stadia. I jumped in again to Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Dawn of Ragnarok. I know I've talked about it for the last couple weeks, but I 100%ed that DLC, except for the main mission. There's still a couple more missions that I have to complete, but I did the map in Assassin's Creed, Bill, you know how it has all these little icons on it? I cleared them all out in the Dawn of Ragnarok DLC because it is so good. Like if you haven't played it yet, the fact that you're jumping in and going into a new world, which all the other DLCs have done, like you're going to Paris, you're going to a bunch of different places. So like the Druid stuff, the Paris stuff, all the other content additions that have come as part of the season pass. But with this one that isn't part of the season pass, you're in a whole new world. You're in like Jotunheim to see the dwarves, and then you're attacked by, I guess, fire and frost giants. But you learn a bunch of different powers through the new little arm thing that you get, so you can kind of like take their essence. But that has really changed the way that like traveling through the world is. With one of the powers, you can teleport, assassinate people by shooting them with an arrow. So you can cover a couple hundred feet just by targeting the right person.
Oh, cool.
And doing that way. But then, of course, you can turn into a bird and you can fly for like 500 meters, which means that climbing hills, climbing mountains, getting to the top of the biggest spire in the game is really no effort because you can fly up there. Again, my only complaint is once you go back to the regular game, you don't have that stuff anymore, and it becomes really tough to say, well, I have to get up on this hill, even if it's like something that's going to take 5 seconds to climb. It's like I could have just hit like hold down my right trigger and hit left or right, and I could have flown right up there, and I would have been there in 3 seconds. It makes it kind of tough to go back to the old content. So I wish I would have 100%ed the rest of the game before getting into Dawn of Ragnarok. because yeah, it's going to be tough for me to climb hills and mountains and various things now that I don't have those special powers. Again, I haven't completed the main story of this DLC. Maybe it unlocks in the main game. I don't believe so, but I doubt it. I'd be happily surprised if it does, but I really don't think it is. But it is really cool finding mythical stuff. Like, you can find already in the base game of Assassin's Creed, you could find like Thor's hammer. You can find a Mew Mew in the game and use Mjolnir as you're going through the game. You can find Thor's armor. You can find the sword in the stone through the Knights Round Table stuff. So you can find all these mythical weapons already in the base game.
Excalibur.
Sorry. There you go.
It was driving me crazy.
And then in this one, you're finding a bunch of armor and weapons that are based around kind of the mythology of you being Thor and stuff. So yeah, it's been a heck of a lot of fun. This is probably the last week I'm going to talk about it, but I can't wait. Jerome in chat room, you 100%ed Valhalla before doing Ragnarok. I wish I would have done that. I look at my map in the base game and I'm just like, this is going to be 100 hours for me to clean all this stuff out. There's no way in heck I'm going to do it. Maybe slowly over time, but man, there's so much content in the base game, and there's a heck of a lot of content in Valhalla. I've probably played I've probably played that DLC probably about 25, 30 hours, maybe.
Wow.
Like, it's been a long time. It's really hard to find my total playtime, because I played most of the game on Stadia, and then when I got my Xbox Series, I wanted to see how the whole like load your save games on a different platform works, and then I played like 40 hours on Xbox, and then I went back to Stadia. So it's kind of tough to know how much I've played, but my save game tells a very scary story about how much time I've spent on this game.
As far as, you know, being able to get your powers out of the DLC and into the open world, my guess is that'll never happen, because that'll break, like, it'll be game breaking stuff. Like, you'll be able to like take bosses out in one shot or something like that because of these new abilities. And so it makes sense that they would do it that way, but it is, man, that's got to feel frustrating. Like, when you're playing Metroid and you start out and you've got all these cool abilities, and then they take them all away.
Exactly.
But now you can't even go back and re-earn them. Which has got to be really, really frustrating.
Yeah, it's been frustrating, because I went back because read a thing. If you want to get this specific weapon, you can pop over to the main game. So I popped over to the main game, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so slow. I want to fly. Just give me wings. Unfortunately, that is not the case. So anyway, that's pretty much what I've been playing on Stadia. I picked up Kirby yesterday for the Nintendo Switch. Obviously not a Stadia game. I am absolutely in love with that game. So if you're a Nintendo fan and maybe never liked a Kirby game, this one is not open world, but it's themed areas with puzzles and amazing powers, and it's one of my favorite games that I've played this year. So if you're a Nintendo fan and you have a Nintendo Switch, you might want to look into Kirby and the Forgotten Lands.
Yeah, I played the demo for that, and it did not appeal to me. And but I've never enjoyed a Kirby game, so it's awesome. Like, everybody keeps saying how amazing it is, but it is just not a game for me, and that's just gonna have to be okay.
Yeah, like, not every game is for everybody, and I know Kirby. Yeah. Kirby's usually simple games; like, they're not challenging by any stretch. This one, I'm near the end of the game. Game, I guess, probably 20% left of content to complete. I would have estimated anyway. I got to a boss where I had a sliver of health left before I beat that boss, and it's like, oh my god, this easy game almost kicked my honey because of how difficult some of the bosses are. So yeah, really, really loving Kirby and the Forgotten Land. So you can check that out if you have a Nintendo Switch.
And if we're talking about stuff that's not on Stadia, I also played Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. I do wish that was on Stadia. I'm not sure why it's not. Kind of irritating, since Borderlands 3 played so well on Stadia, especially after they patched stuff. I got it on my Xbox, and man, the performance is terrible. Like, I'm playing it in performance mode, And it's like I keep getting frame drops. I did a short live stream here on the channel, and I just kept getting frame drop after frame drop. Very, very frustrating. Hopefully that gets patched soon. But if it does come to Stadia, I expect that it will come with all those performance issues that will then get patched down the road. And people will point at Stadia and be like, oh, see? It doesn't play very good. And we'll just, hey, my Xbox Series X, which is supposed to be super powerful,
right,
can't play the game in performance mode very well. So it all comes down to whether or not the devs are going to put in the work in order to get it working.
Well, yeah, I remember at launch on Stadia and even on other platforms, like my son played the game on, I think it was PlayStation 4. We got it for him, and then it came to Stadia right after. So it was super framey on the PS4, and then on Stadia it was super framey, but it was great because you would play the game over a period of like a couple weeks or whatever, and every few days you'd get this little sign would pop up at your loading screen saying hotfix applied, and you knew that meant that the game is getting better for you because they were able to do a lot of that stuff server side, which was really, really cool. So all right, man, anything else that you've been playing, or should we get on with the show?
Let's go. Well, actually, I did try Stadia on the Steam Deck.
Oh yeah,
Like we were going to talk about that last week, but you know, then I was a grandpa, so we didn't. So Microsoft, they said, hey, we're going to make a way for you to play xCloud on the Steam Deck, and I went through and I did all of the things that they said to do, and it worked, really well. I was incredibly impressed because if you've been watching the show for any length of time, I'm sure that you've heard me complain that Xbox Cloud Gaming is inferior to everything else when it comes to how the games feel when you're playing them.
Right.
This was a different story. I haven't tried it not on the Steam Deck yet. I've just been too busy. So I don't know if it's fixed everywhere, but it's definitely working very well on Steam Deck. But I figured if I can load up xbox.com/play, then I can go to stadia.com and try that out. And I tried it out, and it was a horrible experience. And I've seen other people tweet that, hey, it works flawlessly. It does not work flawlessly for me. The controls are still being, and I'm using the same method, like I'm using the same browser, the Edge browser, on the Steam Deck. And like, okay, I'm not experiencing latency, but what I am experiencing is where the game won't register that I'm not doing something anymore. So like if I'm pushing the joystick to the left, you know, my camera starts panning to the left, and then I stop and it just keeps panning to the left.
Right.
Now I can't figure out because that's not happening with Xbox Cloud Gaming, but it is happening with Stadia. Of course, I'm using Edge. Edge is based on Chromium, so it shouldn't matter.
Shouldn't. No,
but it does.
I notice that issue a lot when I'm having issues with my Wi-Fi. So I have Chromecast in my living room, and even though I have a mesh network, for some reason that area gets hit with interference, and it's probably the neighbor. The neighbor I know is an IT person as well, so they probably have a large mesh network as well, and there might be some interference there or something. But I noticed that if I'm playing Stadia on my TV or GeForce Now or anything streaming on that television, every once in a while, it'll do that where you move your stick over, then you let go, but you continue panning over, and it'll clear up. Usually, like my network will make itself sort itself out down the road 9 times out of 10, and that gets better. But it could just be there's a bit of latency, and for whatever reason, the Stadia client that's running in that browser just doesn't know how to handle it. Because I know there is it does some look ahead and trying to figure out what you're actually pressing or what it thinks you're going to be pressing. So it must just be completely confused. Hopefully, at some point in the near future, the actual test version of Chrome will turn into the release version of Chrome, and then hopefully all these problems will go away on the Steam Deck.
Right. Yeah. And Valve is working with Stadia or with Google on this in order to make sure that that's not going to be a problem. So I like right now, it's a, like, I'm pointing out a problem with a solution that they have not actually given us yet. And right. that's not necessarily fair to them. It's just, I found it really strange that the Xbox, which is traditionally for me a terrible experience, was so good. And Stadia, which for me traditionally has been a fantastic experience, was so bad. Really, really odd. And I'm very interested to see when we get this Chrome thing, because there's a lot of games that are, that I have a large library of games on Stadia,
right?
And not having to install any of them to the Steam Deck would be really fantastic. Yep. I don't know if you're aware, but it takes a long time to download big honking games, and not having to do that for so long is really, boy, it's kind of like when they take your powers away.
Yeah, you start the Metroid game, we were talking before the show, and you have all these great powers, and then you get hit by a beam of light, and all your powers are gone.
You have to download again.
That's been happening for you. Yeah, downloads are really tough, and plus the battery life you'd save just streaming the game mm-hmm. to you instead of playing it on the bare metal would be a good thing. Awesome. All right. Well, let's move in to the rest of the show. We'll get into new releases. The only game that came out this week, if I can bring it up on screen, is Adventure Time Pirate of the Enchiridion, which is an Adventure Time puzzle game, RPG game, very much like kind of a Wind Waker sort of thing. A lot of the game involves you getting in a ship and traveling from island to island, picking up treasure and stuff like that. I played this game way back in the day on my Nintendo Switch. It was not a good experience. It was it was framey. It was it would crash repeatedly. There were some major issues. I haven't heard any problems with the Stadia version. In fact, I already saw someone post on the Stadia Hunters subreddit, or a Discord channel rather, that someone 100%ed the game on Stadia already. So it looks like there's no bugs, there's no issue, or well, there could be bugs, but there's no trophy or achievement bugs like there's been in a lot of the recent releases. So if you like role-playing games and you like Adventure Time, this one's a pretty decent game. I already played it, so it's not something that I'm likely to play unless it comes to pro. But it's fun if you like sailing through a world using Jake's stretchy arms to pick up loot. You can do that with Adventure Time Pirates of the Enchiridion.
Yeah, I have passing knowledge of Adventure Time. My wife and my son like watched all of them, mm-hmm. and I would be like working on like content creation stuff or whatever, and I would just hear them cackling downstairs at this show. Yep. And I never sat down to watch it because they were so many seasons in, and for me to try and get caught up, it was just too big of an ask for me. So I figured I'd just pass on it. Yep. But every time that I walked into the room and I heard, I can never remember his name. It's the guy that plays Bender and he plays Jake. Yep. Man, I just love him as a voice actor. Does this have the full cast?
It does. It has the full cast.
Oh, that's awesome.
Voiceover. I think the playable characters, you have Finn and Jake, and then I think Marceline is one of your teammates as well. She's the vampire. And yeah, it's a fantastic title. Great to see more games just kind of just drop on Stadia. We got I think it was a PEGI rating, showed that this game was rated for Stadia, and then all of a sudden it wasn't really part of any press release. It's just boom, it's on the store and available for download. So that's great. I like Adventure Time. I watched a lot of it with the kids. In fact, the best Adventure Time video game is the Lego Dimensions game with the Adventure Time figures. Playing that game with the actual physical minifigs and everything was a heck of a lot of fun. So you can check that stuff out on Google Stadia. All right, man. Let's jump into the news. It's another week with another press release from Google, which is really great to see. This is a This Week in Stadia, and surprisingly, we got our pro titles a week earlier than we would have expected. Usually, it's the last full week or last week before the end of the month. They let us know what the pro titles for the following month are. And seeing mm-hmm. that Tuesday is still March, I didn't expect our pro titles to come until Tuesday. But Google surprised us with five pretty decent titles. So what do you say we make our way through this list, Bill?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, first up, World War Z is coming to Stadia. We knew this one was rated a long time ago. We know that it is now been confirmed for Stadia, and of course now we know that it is coming as a pro game. So World War Z is a game that's been out for a while. This is the Aftermath, which is kind of like the the Game of the Year edition, I guess, even though it's it's not a Game of the Year edition. It includes a lot of the content that came out when the game first came out. I don't know, man. Are you excited about World War Z at all on Stadia?
I mean, I'm kind of zombied out. Mm. I go through these phases where zombie games come out and I'm like, yeah, zombie games, let's kill those guys. And then there's just so many of them that one has to be really special in order for me to really get excited about it. Now this, I haven't played this game. I'm getting Left 4 Dead vibes from this.
Very, very much. It's a four-player co-op shooter. And if you're not playing with real people, I believe it automatically adds the AI to your team. So you're always you're always in a team of four, I believe. The game itself is also cross-play across all platforms, including Nintendo Fantastic. Switch. So you can play with PC people, console people, and even the Nintendo Switch version you'll be able to play with as well. The game itself looks really, really good. This is a zombie game with kind of like the, like not DayZ. What was the movie
World
with
War
the
Z.
World War Z? Yeah, well, obviously it's called World War Z, so that's what it's based on. But if you ever watch that movie and you get like those big gangs of zombies that are like super fast runners, you get some of in this game, which to me stresses me the hell out when I'm playing a zombie game and they're fast zombies. I can't handle that. I can't handle the drooling, blood dripping fast zombies. It makes me just want to nope out of there. But I'm looking forward to playing this one.
Yeah, especially the fact that it's crossplay, which like the big issue on Stadia is that it's a new platform and the multiplayer is always kind of an issue where you're trying to find people to play with, because this is going to be crossplay with everything, which every game should do.
Yep.
Like you're not going to run into that issue and you're going to be able to play with people. Hopefully they have it so it's not just play with randos everywhere, and it's like if Lloyd picks it up on PlayStation and I pick it up on Stadia and somebody else picks it up on Xbox, we can all make a group and play together.
Right.
But far too often these games that are like crossplay just means randos. So I don't know which one it's going to be, but I will say this, third-person shooters are enjoyable. Yeah, and third-person shooters where you can chat with other people while you're overcoming something and saying, watch out, on the right, we got some zombies. that could be compelling gameplay.
It could be. Stadia Adventure in the chat room brings up a good point. It's timed to come out with the PS5 and Xbox Series upgrades to the game as well. So they're releasing this version along with those ones. So there should be a whole pile of new players entering the game all at the same time, which is always good for a game that's been around for a while. When you're playing with randos, some game communities, I'm not going to say all game communities, but some game communities,
I think I know where he's going with this.
They get very impatient with people that are maybe trying out the game for the first time. But when you get a bunch of new people jumping in all at once, maybe that won't be such an issue, because nothing worse than gatekeeping in the game industry. So hopefully that doesn't happen with this title.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
All right. Next up, Deliver Us the Moon is coming to Stadia Pro. We knew that this game was coming because of a announcement by the developers. They said that it's coming and we're like, yay, it's coming. And then we find out that it's coming for Stadia Pro. If you're not familiar with what this game is, it's kind of like an adventure game where like the world is basically dead. You need to get off of the earth because you've used up all the resources, and then you from what I understand, you wake up and no one is around and you're trying to figure out what happened to the entire human population, either on earth or on the moon. And you fly to the moon and do stuff on the moon. It looks amazing. This is a game that I wanted to play so many times when it was on like Xbox and other consoles. Didn't, for whatever reason, just didn't have the time, didn't have enough cycles in my life to add another game to it. And this game is going to be coming to Stadia, and I cannot wait to play through this one. from what I understand, if you play from start to finish, it's not an incredibly long game, which I love. I love like 4 to 8 hour games, so I can knock a bunch of them off my my checklist instead of these 300 hour epics that I tend to play for a very long time. But yeah, this one looks so good. So Bill, deliver us the moon. Are you going to be jumping into this one?
Comparing this to, you know, World War Z, which we were just looking at, this looks like it's more in my jam. I love the type of games that make you feel isolated, and like Alien Isolation is a great example of a game that makes you feel all by yourself. The Metroid games make you feel like you are completely cut off from everything. And that's the kind of vibe that I'm getting from this. It looks like a game where you are completely isolated, and that is a compelling gameplay loop of just trying to find somebody. And this looks really, really interesting to me. Of course, what we're seeing right now, it just looks like nonstop cutscene stuff.
Yes,
I'm not actually seeing much game. I mean, maybe I'm seeing gameplay. Oh, you're jumping forward. Okay, so now it looks like we're seeing some gameplay, and I've watched gameplay before. It looks fun, and boy, man, it's super interesting what they're doing here. I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah, it's very, very cinema focused. Like, there's a lot of sweeping camera angles and getting into the place. It screams a lot of like other games that I've played. Like, there's chunks of Half-Life in there. There's chunks of Doom in there. There's chunks of other like Dead Space, other games, like very, very similar experiences from what I've seen. Obviously, this isn't like a straight action game. It is a kind of a puzzle adventure. You got to do this stuff or you're going to die kind of thing. But yeah, man, I cannot wait to deliver us the moon. It's
What was the name of that game that was on Stadia that both of us played? Very reminiscent of Portal. Also had that all by yourself vibe going to it. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it.
There's a couple of them. There was Relica, which had it was more like a VR title where it's like blue and red, magnetic things.
Turing test.
And then there was the Turing test, which was kind of like very much Portal testing rooms as you get your way through it.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of seeing, that kind of vibe from this a little bit.
Yeah, it looks really good. I cannot wait to play this one. But Bill, I know you're excited about this game because you are a fan of it. You did a stream of it. You've talked about it many times, and that is Ys 9, Monstrum Nox. This is a pro title. Unfortunately, when this one becomes a pro title, that means that Ys 8 is leaving pro. So if you aren't already a pro member, become pro at the end of this month, or before the end of this month, rather. You can claim
3 days.
Yeah, you can claim Ys 8, and then in a few days after that, you can claim Ys 9. And these are all 40 to 100 hour RPGs, depending if you want to do all the content. And they are just a heck of a lot of fun. So this is a fantastic title. Some people are calling this one of the better JRPGs in recent memory. And being able to play that right on Stadia with no downloads and just jump right into it, this is a big get for Stadia Pro.
Yeah, it's a fantastic game. For those of you that don't know, it is a JRPG, like Lloyd said, but it is all action combat stuff. And you have like a team of people that like you have a group of people, and you can kind of, if I'm remembering correctly, you can swap between them. So like you'll be playing as, I don't know, person A who has a certain set of abilities, and then this monster will show up and you'll be like, oh, okay, well, rock, paper, scissors dictates that I should use this ability, which is on this other character.
Right.
So I'm going to hit like either my L button or my R button and swap over to them, do those attacks. Oh, and here comes the next bad guy who rock, paper, scissors I should use against this guy. So then you're constantly switching between the different characters that are in your team and the different moves that you have. And the combat is really enjoyable as well. I think that this is a very, very good game, and like Lloyd said, hundreds of hours you're going to dump into playing this and exploring that city that you're trapped in. And it's got a cool story about it. It's got a cool story too, is what I mean to say. So overall, Ys 9, Monstrum Nox, I liked it a lot more than I liked Ys 8. So if you've already played Ease 8 and you're like, I'm not sure about this, well, guess what? It's Stadia Pro, so you don't have to pay for it.
Exactly. No downloads. You don't have to pay for it. All the barriers to checking out a game are kind of gone with this one. So definitely go check it out. But yeah, this is a really fun RPG. I haven't played all the way through it, so I may use the fact that it's new in my brain to play through this one next month when it's part of Stadia Pro. So that's great. All right, two other titles. These ones are quicker ones, so let's get into them. First up is City Legends. We talked about this one, or I talked about this one last episode or whatever. This is a combination detective, hidden object game, puzzle game, just a whole bunch of crazy things all thrown into one. It looks ridiculously good, so I can't wait to jump into this one. I know a lot of people don't like these style of games. They're like, well, no, this should be on, this should just be on your iPad. You shouldn't be playing this on a console. I disagree, and I think this is a good fit for a console game, especially one that you can play on a device with a touchscreen as well. So yeah, I'll be excited to play this one when it finally comes out, and that is City Legends. How about you, Bill? Any interest in playing through some City Legends?
Zero interest.
I figured that would be the case. But yeah, this, I love these hidden object games, and playing them on Stadia, for me, it makes sense if you're using direct touch. When you're playing with an actual controller, it's not as good an experience for me. So we'll see how far I get in this one. But another great thing about Stadia Pro is you get usually a lot of different types of games and genres that you can try. So a little bit of everything for everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, Lloyd, you're making a fantastic point, is almost every month on Stadia Pro, you can find at least one game that is appealing to you. And I know a lot of people get upset because they're like, well, this, what's it called? City Legends isn't for me. And then they're like, don't give us that game. I'm like, well, other people might like it. So relax, pal.
Yeah. That's the thing about Stadia is we know they've changed plans. They wanted it to be the 4K 60. Every new game coming is going to be on Stadia. That obviously didn't work out. Their plans and their marketing kind of didn't line up initially. And now it's more, okay, this is a great platform for all games and all gamers. And you get a lot of these types of titles will pop up on that, which is a good thing for people that really like these more kind of casual, slower experiences. Maybe they don't like shooty bang bang games and they like puzzle games. Having a lot of this stuff on the platform is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and last but not least, I played through this game and I absolutely adored it. This is Chicken Police Paint It Red. It is a detective game that is set in kind of a noir crime a drama sort of thing with a very typical voices. So you're going to be talking like this, see? And we're going to talk and we got to go over here. That type of thing. And every character in the game is a human with a chicken head or a other character head. There's chickens and horses and zebras and giraffe. That was a fun one to see later in the game. But yeah, you're basically going through these worlds, looking for items, and then getting into interrogation. And you can get like 5 stars on your interrogation, or you can get 0 stars on your interrogation. And depending on how well you do, it will unlock different things, different paths forward in the game. Just such a ridiculously fun game with a lot of style, and it's great that more people are going to have a chance to play this game on Google Stadia.
Yeah, I have to say the art style is the art direction and the voice acting is incredibly unique and draws me to this.
Yep.
But I can tell that it is not my kind of game, so I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to play it. I'll claim it because I still have that claim all button showing up because of the goofy giant headed racing game that I'm trying to avoid. I know what's going to happen is I'm going to hit claim all one of these days and it'll end up in my list. Anyway,
it can sit in your library for a couple of years and then you have a little one that might actually like that game in the future.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll play something better than that. But
yes, my grandson is
I love the art direction for this game. This game looks fantastic. There's a guy on screen right now with a hamster for a face or something.
Yeah, he's a
it's incredibly creepy.
Yeah, he's like a mouse or a rat, but he even has like the mannerisms of a mouse or a rat, and he's a bad guy, so it makes sense that he's a rat in this game. It's fantastic. It's also disturbing when you see these pinup posters, and they're all like wearing like a evening dress, and it's like meant to be like this super sexy outfit, and then she has like a cat face or like a bird head, and it's just like, this is weird. I don't know why it's weird, but this makes me feel uneasy, just because of the anthropomorphized animal human hybrid people. Like, why do you have a mouse face but human hands? I don't understand. I don't get this world, but I enjoyed it as I played through it. Awesome. So yeah, those are the Stadia Pro games. Five really amazing games for various people. At least three really amazing games for the internet. World War Z, Deliver Us the Moon, and Yeez 9 are all popular games. And then two other games which hopefully people will give a chance to and check them out, because there are some really, really great games to be played here on Google Stadia in April. Some really great pro titles.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's see if there's anything else in this week on Stadia. I guess the only other thing is that Far Cry 6 is having a free play weekend up until the 28th.
Kind of over.
Yeah, you have one more day. So if you don't play it today or tomorrow, or I guess even today, I think it ends at like midnight. But it's really great to see Stadia continuing on with those free play weekends. They've been doing it pretty much every week since the start of the year with something or another. So on top of demos and or the free trial games, these free play things for pro members does a lot to, I don't know, get people excited about the platform. So I'm really glad to have seen this happening all the time.
Well, I really wish that that they would do a free play or a trial or whatever, the demo for Trivial Pursuit.
Yes.
Because that's a game I want to try. Like, that would be like, I feel like sitting on the couch there with my wife and just sitting and playing Trivial Pursuit against each other without having to get out the boards and the pieces and the cards and stuff. That sounds like a lot of fun. But I also feel like this is one of those kind of games that's probably terrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the Family Feud games and like Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Like they're video game versions of that game show, but they're not really that game show. I'm thinking of Trivial Pursuit as well. That's a game I want to play, and for the same reason, like I'd love to sit there and play through that game with my wife or my family. But I'm really, really worried. I might wait until the next time that I turn on Ubisoft Plus for a month to play whatever the latest Ubisoft game is. Maybe that'll be the time that I jump in and try it. Or if they do ridiculous sales, like if I can pick this up for $10, that's a no-brainer. Yeah. But I think it's sitting at like $25 right now, which for me, not a lot of money, but it's a lot of money for a game that may not be played when I can better use that cash somewhere else. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, like you, Trivial Pursuit is one on my list, but it might have to wait for a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think that's going to be it for this week in Stadia. But we got some other news before we wrap up the show. First up is that Google Stadia has a new Stadia community manager. His name is Dan, posted on the official Stadia subreddit. So this is the person filling in for Grace, who left to another part of the Alphabet company. So Dan is here. We don't really know much about Dan other than he's been in the gaming industry for only over 10 years. So again, we're only getting first names for all these people, so we don't really know if they worked at any other company or whatever. They're being very secretive, which is good. They should be able to do whatever they feel comfortable with. But if people were worried that kind of the community outreach on the subreddit or other places has slowed down a little bit, well, we got a new Stadia manager. So welcome aboard, Dan. Hopefully we can see some great posts from you in the near future.
Yeah, and be nice to them.
Yes.
Like, there were a lot of people on the subreddit that were not nice to Grace, and it was, that's terrible. Be nice. That's all.
100%. 100%. I agree.
The people that listen to our show are nice, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm telling them.
We have a good community. I don't think we have to worry too much about those people, but yeah, hopefully the stuff on the subreddit doesn't get crazy, but we'll see what happens. And then I guess last but not least, PlayStation has announced that they purchased Haven Studios, which is the new studio that was created by Jade Raymond when she left SG&E. Her and some of, I guess, her team members left Google and started a new company called Haven, and started work on a cloud-based amazing title, apparently, that was going to be a exclusive for PlayStation anyway, and then I guess Sony was equally as excited and impressed, because within a year of that Haven Studios becoming a thing, they bought them. So hopefully this means that whatever Jade's working on is going to be an amazing title. But you never know. You could have the best designer in the world working on a game and it just doesn't work out. So I'm cautiously optimistic that this is going to turn into something awesome. But congrats to Jade and the rest of her team. And it's sad that we won't be getting that on Stadia or any other platform. But if you are a PlayStation player and you're excited about this game, it's probably a great announcement for you.
Yeah, like this is a team that has a lot of we don't know if this is going to be a cloud native game, but this is a team where they were working on cloud native more than anybody else, and so it makes sense that this might be one of those things that is cloud native. Just because the PlayStation doesn't really do that cloud native thing doesn't mean that they won't in the future. We see Ubisoft, you know, trying to push towards this cloud native stuff. You talked about that last week or the week before, I can't remember which. But man, I watched an interview with Jade Raymond and she was talking about some stuff. I can't remember exactly what she said, but it made me, whatever she had said made me think of NFTs. Oh. The way that she was talking about, like, she didn't come out and say NFTs, but there was, it was a feeling that I got from her, the interview. It was an older interview where she was talking about stuff. And I was like, that kind of sounds NFT-ish. And I don't like that idea. Right. And so, you know what? Guess what? Not every game has to be for me. But
fair.
Boy, that makes me wonder what Haven Studios is up to. And I don't know, maybe Stadia dodged a bullet. Not that. I don't know. Maybe that's a stupid thing to say, but you kind of get what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. It's one of those things that's really weird. I know she's talked a lot about the cloud infrastructure and having like huge farms of servers running the ins and outs of the games, making it so that the local computer or whatever you're playing it on doesn't have to do any heavy lifting. You never know. You really never know what this is going to turn out. But then there's rumors that this coming week, Sony is going to be announcing Project Spartacus, which is their redone version of PlayStation Plus. And the current rumor is that even the base version of PlayStation Plus is going to have free game streaming. It won't be quite the whole library, like if you get like the Platinum Edition or Gold, whatever. I think Platinum is what the rumored name is. So there's going to be Platinum, Gold, Silver, Bronze, and they're all going to have game streaming as part of it. So this could just be a play for Sony to get a really great cloud native huge game that can only ever be done on PlayStation servers, but of course it could be done on Xbox servers or Google servers or any other server if they bought the company, which they obviously didn't. But a game like Jade's worked on some big titles, hasn't shipped many titles over her career of being a game designer or someone working in the game industry. So we really don't know. We can't look at past experiences to say this is what this game is going to be. So it could be great. It could fail. We never know. But I'll definitely be following this news because I do like a lot of the games that Jade was working on early in her career. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see what she's working on when she has like total control from top to bottom, being the CEO of Haven Studios. I don't think there's many people that are going to say no to her. I don't like that game design. So we'll see what happens. Of course, time will tell. This could be 5 years before we get anything from Haven Studios.
Oh, yeah. Games take a really long time to make. We've been saying that on this show for a while now.
Definitely. All right. Well, you know, everybody, I think that is about going to do it for the news. I put a call for any other questions in the chat room and not seeing any questions there. So, I think unless you have anything else to add, Bill, I think that might about do it for us on StadiaCast.
No, I think we nailed it.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for joining us for StadiaCast episode 148. We appreciate each and every one of you that come out and join us here on our Sunday mornings. Appreciate you fine folks. You can check out all the stuff we do over at nerdnest.tv. That'll take you right to our YouTube channel. You can see all the amazing bills that Video is putting up, all the amazing videos that Bill is putting up about the Steam Deck and all the great Steam input stuff. The Steam Deck is super, super exciting. So we have a lot of passion for that and other things as well. So anyway, that's going to do it for me. My name is Lloyd. That's Bill. Bill, why don't you say bye and let the people know we'll talk to them next week.
Bye, everybody. See you next time.
Later, everybody.